Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Heading for the 4th of July and Independence Day, you might want to be thinking ahead of what you're doing for fireworks, maybe something different this year, something you haven't tried before. I strongly suggest the 4th of July parade and the world's largest water balloon fight that happens each year in Boyne City, Michigan. I hope I didn't take away any of the thunder from my next guest, because he's a traveling man, a writer, author, speaker, storyteller, a guy who holds records for getting lost the most on the back roads of Michigan, none other than Ron Rademacher joining me now. Ron, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, and I hope the Boyne City Parade, which I think is like just a terrific 4th of July parade, didn't take away from any of your thunder.
Well, actually, not at all. In fact, if my luck holds up, I'll be able to redeem myself in that water balloon fight. I got waxed last year, and but this time I have the Russians are colluding with me on my ammunition. So,
well, that's good, you know. And I will tell you that one of the chief suspects of getting people is the sheriff of Charlevoix County, Chuck Vondra. I'm going to be in trouble for many, but he shows up with ice water in a trash can. He cheats, because when he gets after you with ice cold water, and because he chills it down to 32 degrees, it's not right. Anyhow, what's on your list today?
So that's the guy I was trying to figure out for a year. Who was the guy that tagged me with the ice water?
The sheriff.
Well, yeah, I guess he gets it.
It's the sheriff.
You know, so since we're on fireworks, let's just talk about that before we go to some of the things that are happening this weekend. But, you know, with everything being so dry, there's a lot of worry about fires for 4th of July. Some places have had to cancel their fireworks. But there's a couple of places people can go. Anywhere there's a big lake, like Fife Lake, places like that. But, you know, if you get a chance, go to Harrisville. They have their fireworks over Lake Huron. Last year it was voted one of the top 10 4th of July destinations in America. And
That's nice.
Only 500 people live there, but they really put on a show.
Well, there you go. Top 10.
And then Copper Harbor, you know, if anybody's going to be in the UP, head up to Copper Harbor. If you can get there, about something like 5,000 people show up in this town of 50. And they have their fireworks shot off of Porter Island right up over the town. They explode right above your head. It looks like cursor way up there, no danger. But that's a great 4th of July fireworks, too.
That sounds terrific.
Yeah, so let's see. If you're going to be going up, if you're going to be traveling this weekend, there's a lot of stuff going on. I will not be able to be there for the National Cherry Festival. We got to mention Traverse City, because they will have fireworks over the bay. And, you know, the Air Force Thunderbirds will be performing there.
That's always a great thing to see, and that happens at the National Cherry Festival. And those dates are what now?
That begins, believe it or not, the Cherry Festival begins tomorrow and goes all weekend. So if you can get over there Thursday or Friday and just sit on the beach there on the bay, the Thunderbirds are practicing right over the water, so you actually get a Thunderbird show before the show. And if you have a chance, you know, go on out, take time to go out and pay your respects to Calantha Walker, a world champion cow. Her tomb is out at the Commons, which used to be the Michigan Mental Hospital.
I'm sorry, you can go pay your respects.
She set records in the 1930s that have never been broken.
Whoa. They've got a cow buried on the grounds that's being honored for what exactly?
Well, Calantha set records back between 1916 and 1932 for the most milk produced by a single cow, the most butter fat produced by a single cow. This is all before we had milking machines. I'd like to see the forearms on the milkmaid who milked this cow. Listen, Calantha Walker is so famous. Listen to this. She's the only resident of that hospital who was ever buried on the grounds. No doctors, no nurses, no staff, no patients, only Calantha. And she's so famous, she has a festival of her own, and Calantha Walker, the world champion cow, has her own Facebook page.
Well, of course she does. Calantha, yeah, look at the forearms on that girl.
Yeah, I mean, listen, her one-year record was 22,000 pounds of milk out of this cow. I mean, I grew up in Michigan milking cows. There's no way, you know, and maybe Popeye could have done it, but... Yeah, so if you need something to do and you're tired of Front Street over there in Traverse City, head out and pay your respects to the world champion Kalantha Walker.
All right. And so then I see that not only is it the Cherry Festival, but you've also got the Cherry Pie Spitting Championship something or other here. Please explain.
All right. This is the Cherry Pit Spitting Championship. This is going to be its 44th year. It's held down in Marion County in Eau Claire. People gather on July 1st. It's a big celebration. They have a lot of food and events going on, but the big thing is the Cherry Spitting Championship. The current world record, 48 feet, 2 1/4 inches, held by the incredible Rick Pelletgun Krause, set it last year at the age of 62. His son came in second, Brian Younggun Krause. He's only 38. But this is a family event. Last year, for the first time in history, 6 of the 10 finals qualifiers were women.
Really?
So the girls can get in there and spit these pits, too. I'm not sure what they do with it after that, but it's the Cherry Pit Spitting Championship July 1st.
Whale of a trick. Whale of a trick on a first date, I'll tell you that. All right, we need to get to a couple more quickly before we run out of time here. What about Rib Fest? Tell me about the Rib Fest coming up.
Listen, that's also down south at Royal Oak. This is a classic. They've got ribs. There's big competitions. About 18 rib masters show up. There's big trucks, music. They got pig races. I'm not sure if the winner is one of the main entrees later on in the day. They have pig races.
The winner gets to live. It's the loser that ends up on the spit.
Barbecue. And there are adult beverages there. So that's a really good one, too. If you want to travel, head on over. It goes on for 3 days.
Before I let you go, you got about 30 seconds here, but Engineers Day is coming. We've talked about this for a couple of weeks, but tell folks what Engineers Day is. It's cool. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. Friday is when you can walk right into the locks. The first one was built in 1855. You can get right next to those great big ships passing through. I'll be there. I'll also be touring the Cloverland Electric Generation Plant. It's only open on that day. The festival goes on all weekend, but Friday is the day if you want to get into these engineering marvels from as far back as 1850.
Ron Rademacher, you rock. The place to find out more, MichiganBackRoads.com. You can find Ron here every Wednesday. MichiganBackRoads.com.